I tell you what.
Okay.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Vince.
Give Shelly the prize.
I'm going to give all of y'all guys the prize.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call it quits. I'm going to give you a big round of applause. And we're going to say, Vince Melamed, Shelly Tackett, Jim Tracht, and Craig Monday. What I got for you is tickets to this afternoon's Sex and Erotic Convention, where they have a live Sibian rider and lots of fun things going on. Something that could only happen in Scandinavia and never in Nashville, Tennessee. Here you go. Starts this afternoon. There you go. Compliments of the Mad Dog and Dave radio program. And the train goes right to Kobe Hallen. It's this afternoon. You got something to do right after the show. So
now that you showed this to Jim Tracht, he's going to make us set up and play there.
Oh, no, no. Jim's going, though. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm hoping I'll meet my future ex-wife there.
Okay. Well, listen, Jim, you got any final words? You got a little... Yeah, yeah, I do. I do indeed. I haven't got your phone. I think...
Oh, here it is.
Basically, Craig Monday, thank you so much, brother. Vince Melamed,
yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shelly Tackett! Thank you so much, too, sweetheart. We look forward to hearing you tonight in Christiania's Brunner Theater. Jim Tracht, of course, who's mixed for so many famous people. Actually, him and me, we work for the same guy, a record producer named Richard Perry. Richard Perry did the album with Ringo Starr.
The first one.
The first solo album with Ringo Starr.
The closest to a Beatles reunion that ever happened.
Right. And but Richard is noted as being the producer that got that to happen.
Right.
So there were some recording sessions that went on where all four of the Beatles, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, were all there at the studio.
They were never all there at the same time.
Okay.
Paul and John never showed up together.
Yeah. This is the album that has You're 16,
yeah,
You're
yeah,
Beautiful,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. You're Mine.
That's the one.
Right. So those recording sessions, you go on, tell the story.
Well, what happened was, and it's not news that...
Sorry.
I like it. It's not news that Ringo needed John or Paul to sing the songs that they wrote for him, and he would learn them by rote. He's admittedly not a great singer. So when he was making the album, they wanted, Paul had written a song for him, John had written a song for him called I'm the Greatest, and they had cut a track, a classic song called Only You, that Richard thought would be good for Ringo. I don't believe it made the
record. Richard Perry, the producer.
Right. So Ringo couldn't, John came in to sing I'm the Greatest, so that Ringo would have a scratch vocal to go home. Scratch vocal is a throwaway vocal that he would have to go home and listen to learn the song. And they were talking about Only You, and Ringo said he couldn't sing it, and John asked, well, do you want me to go sing it for you so you can learn it? Now, since we're in Christiania, and there's basically...
Christiania. There you go.
Makes up their own laws and goes along as they can. I'm going to play for you now that recording of John Lennon singing Only You, which has never been heard over the air anywhere, ever. I don't think there ain't but 10 people know this, it exists.
Get out.
So.
Get out. You're going to exclusively play a John Lennon song.
Not me.
That's never, ever been played before, exclusively on the show.
That's correct.
Wow. On behalf of all our listeners and ourselves here at the Mad Dog and Dave radio program, what an exclusive.
This is how much we appreciate everything you've done for us.
Our pleasure.
Here he comes.
Oh, okay. So tell you a bit. Only you can make this world seem right. Only you can make the dark